Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 11th of July, recording at 9:15 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Pretty much rip-roaring stock markets in here today. And I'll come back to those in a moment. Bonds rallied off the earlier lows in here today. Here's a big one though, dollar. The dollar index really did wobble in here today, back underneath the 90 level on the US dollar index. That led to some quite good gains in the commodity markets, particularly among the precious metals. Okay, so let's go back to stock markets. So obviously I've been much too bearish in here in recent months, and as a consequence paid the price in terms of hedge short positions, a couple of them that I'm still holding, so that's a little bit careless, cavalier. Fortunately, I held on to the investment positions that I hold in my self-administered pension fund and ISA accounts and so on, and some of those just blasted in here today. Well, they have been anyway. Oil shares had a bit of a breather, as did Rio Tinto. But for instance, that J.P. Morgan Fleming India Trust, which I continue to hold as one of my biggest positions, that was up nearly 4.5% today. I know a number of you people hold it. I'm glad I didn't decide to time this thing, or I would have sold earlier on, given my overall view. Obviously, it will have reactions from time to time, and it raises an eyebrow when I see it gap upwards so strongly, as we saw in here today. That starts to look climactic, but I really don't think I should be trying to time this one, despite the fact that it will have corrections. But if there's any market, in my view, any market that will score really spectacular gains over the long term, I maintain that it's likely to be India for all the reasons that I'd given previously, not least of which is the disappointment with China. Elsewhere in the greater Asian region, we had a new high in India. Well, in the Indian Sensex Index, we had a new high in KOSPI. Hong Kong is pressuring against the higher side of its range, so it's not performing in line with those Shanghai A shares that you can see in the library and that I post from time to time. Japan up, they're pretty well all up. Malaysia had a good day in here today. That Malaysian fund that I own, the U.S. listed fund, has had a disgraceful performance. It just continues to lag in here. That's a J.P. Morgan fund. I don't know why that's lagging for so much, except for the obvious point that the managers don't really seem to know what they're doing, or they haven't recently. So that's annoying. I'll give it a little bit more time and then just chuck it out if it doesn't start to perform in the short term. What about the overall script? Well, Wall Street, the S&P at any rate, is testing its highs in here today after three very good days on the upside. Now, needless to say, if we were to get new highs on the S&P, and they held for more than a day or two, in other words, if we got a decisive breakout on the S&P, I do think a number of other markets would run very strongly, because I am not the only person who's been cautious regarding this overall environment. I still think it's really quite risky. I'm not going to change my mind on that. But I recognize the fact that the obvious point that liquidity, I assume that's pretty much it, continues to drive these markets higher in here. And I accept the argument that people have put forward that equities in a number of countries, not least in Asia, where I've often made the point myself, are on very reasonable valuations overall, and I accept the point that this is true for some of the European markets as well. Even though the overall economy may not be doing terribly well, a number of companies are in quite good quite good shape, and we could say that's being reflected in the markets. But I don't like the rising US interest rate cycle, as you know, and I don't like the seasonal factors, and I do still maintain that this is a risky period, but right now, or recently, the risk is one of having been out of the market or having hedge short positions, as I did to my regret. Okay, government bonds, the U.S. 30-year treasuries, they dipped down to 1.1613 here early on in the U.S. trading, but reversed that and closed actually up 9/32 at 1.1704. The overall chart pattern still doesn't look good, but again, liquidity is presumably helping that market to remain generally firm overall. I'm still carrying a short position in there. I'm mildly in the money following the rollover. Ditto with the JGB, the smaller JGB short position. Now, this dollar index is really quite interesting. I wouldn't classify it. Well, I was debating over whether classified as a downward dynamic. It's certainly not a decisive downward dynamic by the dollar index, small one. Looked better with the euro's move on the upside, and then some of these currencies that I think are quite oversold, things like the Australian and New Zealand dollars, so particularly the New Zealand dollar, were quite firm in here. I'm in here today. Now, I've been saying in recent, well, I've been saying for quite a while that there was no evidence that the dollar's technical rally, well, I'm still regarding it as a technical rally, medium-term recovery. And there's been no technical evidence that it was over. And I was looking, though, for some psychological and lateral resistance near the 90 level. And we saw consolidation below 90, and then the dollar index pushed up through it. You can see those charts on the website, and of course, you can see them every day in the chart library. Now, as of today, it's not maintained that break above 90. It hasn't done a lot of technical damage. It's still within that medium-term uptrend, but this is a wobble. We've seen other wobbles that turned out to be no other than pauses and consolidations. But at this higher level around the 90 area, and with the considerable amount of bullishness that we've seen, as far as the dollar is concerned, in the last few months, and it's been a steadily increasing amount of bullishness. This is a contrary indicator overall, as the subscribers, behaviorist subscribers, will know. So again, I can't say that this move is over, but it certainly is overextended, and there is a real possibility here that we could see some clear technical deterioration, which would provide evidence that we had seen we were seeing more than just a pause in consolidation. Now, it'll take some more a few more days here to be able to come to a firmer conclusion on that. But these precious metals are clearly just itching to rally. I mean, they have stayed reasonably firm. In other words, they've held up better, or put it this way, they haven't gone down anywhere near as much as we might have expected, given the strength of what the dollar has seen, and some of them have actually risen. So I just am of the view that if the market got the feeling that the dollar had had it and was on its way back down, say to 85, 80 on the dollar index, I just think these precious metals would explode on the upside. But we will see, as someone said. And gold here, currently trading after hours, 426.15. I bought a little bit more in here today. Now, I mentioned on Friday that I was looking, thinking, well, should I actually buy the dollar against the, sorry, I'm jumping around. Should I buy the dollar against the South African rand? And I think that'll be a pretty good idea at some stage, but given today's action, I was not in the least bit tempted to do that. If anything, I would have bought or sold the dollar really against something, not the rand, but something else in here today. But I've already got those small positions in the Aussie and Kiwi, which were ill-timed, but should see a good technical rally right now. The euro is another candidate for a reasonably good technical rally. That's lost downside momentum, and again, a small upward dynamic by the euro in here today. Owen had pointed out to me at the beginning of the day, the Canadian dollar is very strong right now. So, but instead, I went for another currency, which is gold, and increased my position there. Despite the fact that I'm wanting to wind down more than to open positions, wind down leveraged trading positions, not my investment positions. Now, silver, which I own, and that's where I've got my biggest stake in the precious metals, also up, trading at 7.12 on the September contract in here today. Oil weakened as the hurricane swung away from the Gulf rigs, but not coming off all that much. It's trading at 59.29 in here today. That's the NYME price. Industrial metals mostly firm, and some of the agricultural commodities, again, steadying after a correction. Soybeans, November soybeans, 701.5, probably a buy down here at this level. All the grains look like buys. They're only buys after reactions, given the volatility that we've seen, but we did get a reaction last week. And I think that's pretty much it. Seen dominated by stock markets, though, once again, all the best.